trouble Jason to project our passage.
咁麻煩 Jason 幫我哋投影我哋今日嘅經文。
If it's too small, you can also turn your Bible. It's found in James chapter 2.
如果啲字太細，大家都可以翻開你哋手上嘅聖經啊，係喺雅各書嘅第二章。
Verse 14 to 26.
第二章嘅十四至到二十六節。
James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26.
雅各書二章十四至二十六節。
I'll ask Grace to read in Chinese for us.
咁我會用中文為大家讀出。雅各書二章十四至到二十六節。我的弟兄們，若有人說自己有信心，卻沒有行為，有什麼益處呢？這信心能救他嗎？若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露體，又缺了日用的飲食，你們中間有人對他們說，平平安安地去吧，願你們穿得暖吃得飽，卻不給他們身體所需用的，這有什麼益處呢？這樣信心若沒有行為，就是死的。必有人說，你有信心，我有行為，你將你沒有行為的信心指給我看，我便借著我的行為將我的信心指給你看。你信神只有一位，你信得不錯，鬼魔也信，卻是戰驚。虛浮的人啊，你願意知道沒有行為的信心是死的嗎？我們的祖宗亞伯拉罕把他兒子以撒獻在壇上，岂不是因行為稱義嗎？可見信心是與他的行為並行，而且信心因著行為才得成全。這就應驗經上所說，亞伯拉罕信神，這就算為他的義，他又得稱為神的朋友。這樣看來，人稱義是因著行為，不是單因著信。妓女拉合接待侍者，又放他們從別的路上出去，不也是一樣因行為稱義嗎？身體沒有靈魂是死的，信心沒有行為也是死的。
So this is the passage we'll be looking at today.
咁呢一段咧就我哋今日要睇嘅經文。
And in this passage, James warns us to pay close attention to distinguish the kind of faith that is alive and the faith that is dead towards God.
咁喺呢段經文咧，雅各特別要我哋留意點樣去分辨出兩種嘅信心，就係活嘅同埋死嘅信心。
This is a crucial reminder to us because, as verse 14 mentions, having a true and living faith will result in salvation.
咁呢個都係一個好重要嘅同埋好係咯，好要緊嘅一個提醒啦。因為喺十四節就提到啦。我哋要有呢份真正同埋活嘅信心，先可以帶嚟呢個救恩嘅。
Sorry, just now I forgot to turn the page.
哦，唔好意思，頭先投影機嗰度唔記得咗落去下一頁。
verse 14 mentions having the true and living faith will result in salvation.
咁頭先都講到咧，第十四節咧就提到啦，我哋要有呢份真實同埋係活生生嘅同神嘅關係，先至可以帶嚟救恩嘅。
But when we only have the superficial or faith that is dead, this faith in God cannot save us.
但係如果我哋嘅信心咧，只不過係好表面嘅，或者係呢度稱為死嘅信心咧，咁樣嘅信心就係唔可以拯救我哋嘅。
So James in this passage.Contrast between two kinds of faith towards God.
咁雅各喺呢段经文咧，就去对比咗两种唔同嘅信心，对神唔同嘅信心。
And the true faith or living faith in God always results in or expresses itself with good works.
咁真正或者系话活嘅信心咧，一定系会带嚟，又或者佢会以好嘅行为去表达出嚟嘅。
While the kind of faith that is described as dead.Is inadequate and results in no work or no change in the person's life.
咁但系呢度讲到嘅死嘅信心咧，就系唔足够嘅。佢最终咧系会唔能够带嚟任何一个人生命嘅改变。
In other words, faith that is dead is only intellectual.
咁亦都即系话咧，死嘅信心其实只不过系知识上面、头脑上面嘅啫。
And does not affect how the person lives out his life.
就唔影響佢究竟係點樣過佢嘅生活。
And this kind of faith is unacceptable in God's eyes.
咁樣嘅死嘅信心咧，其實係神眼中睇為唔能夠接納嘅。
And it's also what we want to avoid.
咁當然都係我哋要去避免噶啦。
So to help us understand the differences between faith that is alive and faith that is dead, James used quite a number of examples in this passage.
咁為咗幫助我哋咧去睇清楚，一個活嘅信心或者對比一個死嘅信心咧，雅各就喺呢度用咗好幾個例子去俾我哋睇到佢哋嘅差別。
He used two negative examples for the kind of faith that is without work and is dead.
咁佢用咗兩個負面嘅例子去俾我哋睇到死嘅信心。或者是沒有任何功用的信心，沒有行為的信心。
And he uses another two positive examples to show us the true faith that is with good works.
咁佢又用咗兩個正面嘅例子咧，去幫助我哋睇到真正嘅信心係會帶嚟好嘅行為嘅。
So what are the two examples that that he gave for the faith that is dead?
咁大家去睇下究竟佢用咗邊兩個例子去俾我哋睇到。死嘅信心係點嘅咧
？Can you spot where they are？
大家可唔可以睇到喺經文嘅邊度啊
？The first example is found in verse 15 to 17。
咁第一個例子咧就喺15-17節。
There it says, a person sees a brother or sister in need, but he does not take any real action to help that person。
咁第十五至十七節嗰度就講到一個人啦，佢如果見到弟兄或者姊妹，佢哋係有需要嘅，但係咧就冇做任何嘅嘢去幫助佢哋。
In other words, he does not live out the command or the royal law to love the neighbor as himself.
咁亦都即係話咧，其實佢冇活出呢個君王嘅律法呢個戒命，叫我哋要愛鄰舍如同自己。
And when we consider this example carefully, we see a close relationship between having true faith and being a doer of God's word.
咁如果我哋細心去睇個例子，就明白到原來有真正嘅信心同埋作為一個聽咗神話語去行道嘅人咧，其實中間係有一個好緊密嘅關係嘅。
Does being a doer of God's word sound familiar to you?
大家覺得啊，做一個行道嘅人呢一句説話係咪好熟悉啊？
Does it?
有冇印象呢?
It should be because we saw it in chapter 1.
咁應該好熟悉嘅，因為我哋之前睇第一章嘅時候已經講過呢方面啦。
And let us consider, for example, in this incident in verse 15 to 17.
咁我哋一齊去思考下呢一個例子啊，喺第十五至嘅十七節。
If the person is a doer of God's word, but not just merely a hearer.
如果一個人咧，佢係一個行神話語嘅人，唔係淨係一個單單聽到嘅人。
He will live out the command to love the neighbor as himself.
咁佢就會去活出呢個愛人如己、愛鄰舍如同自己嘅戒命啦。
And he would have expressed his faith to God in real action.
咁佢咧就會去透過實際嘅行動咧，去表達出佢嘅信心。
By loving the poor brothers and sisters.
去愛嗰啲貧窮嘅弟兄姊妹。
And giving them clothes and food that they need.
咁亦都去為到佢哋提供佢哋所需要嘅衫啊，同埋飲食。
So actually, being a doer of God's word and having the true faith with good works are closely related.
所以我哋睇到咧，一個行神話語嘅人咧，同埋一個真正有信心，亦都有行為好行為嘅人咧，係非常之有關係嘅。
So if we want to pursue a living and genuine relationship with Yahweh God，
咁所以如果我哋想追求一份咧好真實同埋好活潑同神嘅關係咧
，then we need to and to have a true faith in Him， we need to be a doer of His word。
咁同埋，如果我哋希望即係對神有真正嘅信心，咁我哋一定要做一個行佢旨意嘅人。
Not just here.
就唔係淨係一個聽到嘅人。
And if we are only are hearer of God's word, and like this negative example in verse 15.
咁如果我哋只係聽神道，就好似第十五節入面呢個負面嘅例子咁。
Our faith is described as dead, useless, and not acceptable to God.
咁我哋嘅信心咧，其實就係被形容為係死嘅，係冇用嘅，亦都係神睇為唔能夠接受嘅。
Because we fail to live out the command to love.
因為我哋已經冇去做活出呢個愛人如己呢個戒命。
The other example James used to describe the kind of faith that is dead is found in verse 19 to 20.
咁另一個例子，雅各用到嚟形容一個死嘅信心咧，就係喺第十九至到二十節。
Which is quite astonishing and a good reminder to us all.
咁咧係可能令我哋非常之吃驚嘅一個好重要嘅提醒嚟嘅。
Can you see why it is quite shocking to see?
大家能夠睇出點解叫我哋好吃驚咧
？Especially to those of us who are serious aboutKnowing the correct teaching of God's word.
特別咧係對於嗰啲啊好認真想認識明白神話語嘅人啦，即係正確嘅教導嘅人。
Is knowing the correct teaching of the Bible alone enough to make us a person who has true faith in God?
究竟啊正確咁去理解聖經嘅教導，單單係咁樣，能唔能夠令一個人就係有真正嘅信心咧對神？
Verse 19 shows us that kingdom, knowing the correct teaching of the Bible, here in particular biblical monotheism.
咁喺第十九節咧，都俾我哋睇到，我哋去有呢份對聖經正確嘅認識，特別尤其係呢度講到嘅，關於呢個獨一真神嘅呢個教導。
Which is to believe there is no God besides Yahweh.
即係呢個聖經獨一真神嘅教導咧，就係指到。我哋相信除咗耶和華神之外咧，係冇其他嘅神嘅。
And right teaching alone is not enough to cause us to be accepted by God.
咁其實正確嘅教導咧，單憑呢樣嘢係唔能夠令我哋就被神接納嘅。
Because here it says demons also believe all that is true and correct about God.
因為就連鬼魔啊魔鬼佢哋都會相信一切正確嘅教導關於神嘅。
And actually, Satan knows the Bible very well.
其實撒旦咧係非常之熟悉聖經嘅。
He even used God's word to tempt Jesus.
佢甚至咧用神嘅話語嚟試探耶穌。
When Jesus Christ was in the wilderness for 40 days.
當耶穌基督喺曠野四十晝夜嘅時候。
So right understanding of God's word is very important.
咁所以咧對神嘅話語嘅正確態認識咧係好重要嘅。
But itself alone is not enough to make us faithful person in God's eyes.
但係單憑呢樣嘢咧，就唔足以令我哋成為一個對神係忠心入對佢有信心嘅人啦。
Only when the right understanding of God's word causes us to submit under God's kingship.
咁唯有咧，當我哋對神嘅話語呢份正確嘅認識係帶嚟我哋願意順服喺佢嘅王權底下。
And causes us to respond to him with obedience.
亦都帶嚟我哋願意回應佢，有呢份信服。
We then would live out God's will and carry out the good work of faith in our daily lives.
咁我哋先至會喺日常生活裡面咧，去行出神嘅旨意，同埋有信心帶嚟嘅好行為啦。
Demons knows all about God's good will and about the Bible.
其實連呢啲鬼魔啊，都知道神佢美好嘅心意，亦都好認識聖經。
But they do not submit under God's kingship.
但問題係佢哋唔願意順服喺神嘅王權底下。
Nor are they concerned to carry out God's will.
佢哋更加唔會關心要去行出神嘅旨意。
If we are not careful, our faith in God can also become like the demons.
所以如果我哋唔小心咧，恐怕我哋對神嘅信心都會好似鬼魔嘅信心咁樣。
In other words, it's faith that is without corresponding work.
咁換句話講咧，即係話呢個信心其實係冇任何相應嘅行為嘅。
It's a faith that is without any concern to do God's will.
呢種信心咧係唔帶嚟任何願意行出神話語嘅呢份心志嘅。
And this kind of faith is only in the head when we profess to believe certain doctrines about God to be true.
咁呢種信心只不過停留喺頭腦層面，當我哋口頭去承認話我哋相信神。
But we do not let His word change the way we live, or let God's will and values govern our lives.
縱然我哋嘅口話承認我哋即係認識呢啲咁嘅教義啦，係真實，但係我哋咧並冇讓神嘅話語改變我哋嘅生活方式，去明白神嘅旨意同埋佢嘅價值觀。
This second example of a faith that is dead also reminds us of the Lord Jesus' teaching.
咁呢個第二個例子關於死嘅信心咧，又提醒咗我哋關於主耶穌佢嘅教導。
Which is found in Matthew Chapter 7, verse 24 to 27.
就是在马太福音的七章二十四至二十七节。
I will ask Grace to read in Chinese for us.
好，我会为大家读出马太福音七章二十四至二十七节。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
Here we see that Jesus warns us about how we should hear the word of God.
咁呢度我哋睇到咧，耶稣就提醒嗰啲听佢话语嘅人咧，应该点样去听啦。
And there's a wise person and a foolish person.
咁呢度就有形容一个智慧嘅人同埋一个愚蠢嘅人啦，无知嘅人啦。
And actually, in the book of James, James is expounding the word on the Lord Jesus.
咁其實原來我哋查考緊嘅雅各書咧，一路佢雅各都係喺度啊解釋緊耶穌嘅教導嘅。
We see that if a person is only a hearer of God's word but not a doer，
喺呢度睇到，如果一個人只係聽神嘅話語，但係又唔去行出嚟咧
，In Jesus' word is described as a foolish person。
咁主耶穌就形容呢類人係一個愚蠢無知嘅人。
And there is a long-term consequence to this。
咁就會帶嚟一個長遠嘅後果啦。
Meaning that he only hears but not act out the word of God。
即係話，如果一個人淨係聽咗神嘅話語，又唔去行出嚟咧，咁就有一個長遠嘅後果啦。
He will build his life and his relationship with God on sand。
咁佢就喺度建立緊佢嘅生命，同埋佢同神嘅關係咧，喺建立喺一個沙土嘅根基上。
But not on the solid foundation。
而唔係咧喺依個好穩固嘅磐石嘅根基上。
Though the exterior of the house may look nice，
雖然咧間屋嘅外貌咧可以好靚嘅
，but the foundation within is not strong and is hollow。
但係咧個根基入面係入面係空嘅，係冇根基嘅。
I think many of us have been in the church for a while。
其實我哋當中咧好多人都已經離咗教會好耐啦。
And regardless whether we are Christians or not，
咁無論我哋係咪基督徒都好啦。
And we may think the teaching of the Bible is very good。
我哋都應該覺得聖經嘅教導咧非常好。
And we agree with it。
我哋都認同。
But if we only agree with God's word in our head，
但如果我哋只係頭腦上面去認同神嘅話語
，without letting His word change the way we think，
又唔讓神嘅話語真係改變我哋嘅諗法
，and change the way we live。
去改變我哋嘅生活方式。
Then, as the Lord Jesus says, it's not good enough to agree with the right teaching。
咁就好似主耶穌話俾我哋聽啦，我哋單單係認同依啲好嘅教導咧，係唔足夠嘅。
Without living them out in our daily lives。
如果我哋喺日常生活都唔去行出嚟咧
，And here is his loving reminder to us, there will be a long-term consequence。
咁咧，耶穌喺呢度就係提醒我哋，一定會帶嚟一個好長遠嘅後果。
To be merely a hearer of God's word，
就係如果我哋只係聽神嘅話語唔去行。
And as the Lord Jesus describes, when trials and difficulties arise in our lives，
咁就好似耶穌形容咁，如果有試驗考驗臨到我哋嘅生命嘅時候咧
，When the flood came and the wind blew and burst against the house，
咁有大水泛濫啦，又有大風咁吹依間屋嘅時候。
And our faith will not be able to stand。
咁我哋嘅信心咧係冇辦法去站，即係冇辦法去穩固嘅。
And we are unable to experience life from God。
我哋都冇辦法經歷神要俾我哋呢份生命。
But rather despair, because what we build for our life will crumble, and the destruction is great。
反而咧，我哋會因為我哋依間屋啊，即係我哋嘅生命都要塌落嚟，並且有好大嘅毀壞而感到沮喪。
And we'll be like the foolish person who builds his house on the sand, which will perish one day.
咁我哋就好似呢个比喻入面嗰个愚蠢嘅人，将我哋嘅房屋建喺沙土上面，有一日都系要毁灭嘅。
So faith that is only head knowledge is superficial and dead.
咁所以如果净系头脑上嘅信心咧， 頭腦上知識咁樣嘅信心咧，其實係好表面同埋死嘅。
It will not result in real change in a person's life。
呢種信心唔會帶嚟一個人生命真正嘅改變。
And it does not bring forth good works。
亦都唔會帶嚟好嘅行為。
And how about true faith that expresses itself with work？
咁究竟真正嘅信心，亦都帶嚟行為嘅信心，又係點嘅咧
？How is it like？
係點嘅樣嘅咧？呢種真正嘅信心，有行為嘅信心。
Let us look at the two positive examples of the true faith that is alive and acceptable to God, mentioned in James。
咁我哋而家睇下雅各所講嘅兩個正面嘅例子，就係關乎呢個真正嘅信心，呢個神所悦納，亦都係活生生嘅信心。
And two examples is found in verse 21 and verse 25.
咁我哋可以睇下呢兩個例子咧，就係喺第廿一節同埋廿五節嘅。
Verse 21 is about Abraham.
第廿一節咧係講到亞伯拉罕。
And 25 is about Rahab.
廿五節咧就係關於拉合。
And in the example of Abraham, his faith in God was expressed in his action to offer up his only son, Isaac.
咁喺亞伯拉罕嘅例子咧，我哋睇到佢對神嘅信心係點樣表達出嚟咧？就係佢願意去獻上佢唯一嘅仔以撒，作為一個獻祭咁俾神。
And Isaac was his only son。
咁以撒係佢唯一嘅仔啦。
That God promised him to give him。
係神之前應許俾佢嘅。
But in a test, God asked Abraham to offer up his son。To him.
但係喺呢個試驗考驗裡面咧，神係要求亞伯拉罕將佢呢個唯一嘅仔去獻上。
And I think most of us know this story. And if you are not familiar with it, it's recorded in Genesis chapter 22.
咁我相信大家其實都好熟悉亞伯拉罕獻以撒呢段故事㗎啦，呢件事蹟。不過如果你哋想翻去睇咧，可以睇翻呢個創世記嘅二十二章。
Just as we saw before, a person who truly has faith in God will submit under God's will and His word.
好似我哋頭先所睇到啦，一個人佢有對神真正嘅信心咧，就會去順服喺神嘅旨意同埋佢嘅話語底下。
And by God's help, he will live out God's will and His word in reality, but not just in his thinking.
咁藉住神嘅幫助咧，佢就能夠去活出神嘅旨意同埋佢嘅話語，而唔係淨係咧喺頭腦上面。
So with work or with action, Abraham lived out his faith in God by doing according to God's instruction.
咁藉住呢個行為或者啲實際嘅行動咧，亞伯拉罕係活出咗佢對神呢份信心嘅，佢係跟隨神嘅指示去做。
And his faith was approved and accepted by God.When he chose to honor God first and foremost in his life.
當亞伯拉罕咧願意去尊重神、尊敬佢作為佢生命嘅第一首位嘅時候咧，神係悦納佢咁樣嘅一個信心。
In the same way, Rahab was the other person in the second positive example.
咁同樣啦，呢個拉合咧就係喺第二十五節亞各所俾嘅第二個例子啦。
Who had a genuine faith that resulted in good works.
同樣，佢係有呢份真正嘅信心，係帶嚟好嘅行為嘅。
Rahab was originally a harlot in the sinful city of Jericho.
拉合咧就係一個好邪惡嘅城市，叫做耶利哥嘅地方，嘅一個妓女嚟嘅。
But after repentance, she later on became King David's grandmother.
但係當佢悔改之後咧，佢竟然成為咗大衛嘅奶奶。
Her story can be found in Joshua chapter 2.
咁佢嘅故事咧就可以喺約書亞記嘅第二章嗰度揾到啦。
And at that time, Rahab believed that the time of Yahweh's judgment on the sinful city will soon come.
當時咧，拉合係相信咧，神嘅審判好快就臨到呢個邪惡嘅城市啦。
She showed her genuine repentance to God by helping the messengers of God's people to escape.
咁佢點樣表達佢對神呢份真實嘅信心咧？就係佢幫助神嘅使者去逃走。
And she actually risked her own life to help the people of God.
佢咧係甘願冒險，即係甚至可能要犧牲自己嘅生命啊，咁樣去幫呢啲神嘅使者噶。
Because by helping the messengers of God's people, she's changing her side. She's not siding with the sinful city.
因為咧，當佢咁樣去幫神嘅使者嘅時候，代表佢已經站喺另一邊啦，就唔係同佢呢個邪惡嘅城市站喺同一邊陣同一陣線。
And if she's caught, she might lose her life as well.
咁即係話，如果佢俾人哋發現、俾人捉咧，佢可能連生命都冇啊。
So Rahab proved her faith in God to be true and alive with real action.
咁所以我睇到拉合咧，佢係將佢對神嘅信心咧，轉化成真實嘅實際嘅行動。
Many Christians today also believe one day God's righteous judgment will come upon all the human race.
咁其實好多人，特別基督徒都相信有一日咧，神公義嘅審判咧係要臨到全人類嘅。
At the end of this present world.
啊，當呢個現今嘅世界結束嘅時候。
But are we also like Rahab who takes that belief and change it into real action?
但係我哋有冇好似拉合咁，將我哋呢份嘅相信？真係轉化成為真實嘅行動咧。
By living in a disciplined and watchful way，
我哋有冇去過一個好有紀律、好警醒嘅生活咧
？Waiting for the coming of our Lord，
去仰望等候主嘅再嚟。
And let us read a passage in the Bible。
咁我哋一齊睇聖經一段經文。
It's found in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7。
喺彼得前書嘅四章七節。
I will read it for you. The end of all times is near. All things is near. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the purpose of prayer.
彼得前書四章七節，萬物的結局近了，所以你們要謹慎自守，警醒禱告。
So, this is something that we can think about and learn from the example of Rahab's faith.
咁咧，呢個就係我哋從拉合嘅信心可以學到嘅一啲嘢，都值得我哋去思考嘅。
So after looking at the four examples in this passage,
咁我哋睇完呢篇經文裡面有四個唔同嘅例子之後咧
，And today on the anniversary of our church, let us as a church and as individuals be reminded to keep a living faith that is true and accepted to God.
咁讓我哋喺今日慶祝教會嘅週年紀念嘅呢個大日子。我哋無論作為教會整體或者我哋個人層面咧，一齊都去記得我哋要去活出依個活嘅真實嘅信心啦，因為咁樣先係神睇為能夠接納嘅，而且咧依個信心係會帶嚟相應嘅好嘅行為嘅。
And to avoid the superficial and intellectual kind of faith that only stays in the head but does not let God's will reign in our lives。
咁而係我哋要去小心防範咧，嗰種表面同埋只係頭腦上知識上嘅呢種信心，因為呢種只係停留喺頭腦上面咧，係並冇讓神嘅心意真係掌管我哋嘅生命嘅。
And when we are merely hearer of God's word but not doer, the danger is our faith is actually dead.
咁如果我哋只係一個聽神話語又唔去行嘅人咧，個危險就係我哋嘅信心其實好可能係死嘅。
Useless and cannot save us.
係冇用嘅，亦都唔能夠拯救我哋嘅。
We may only agree in our head that God's word and His way are good.
我哋可能只係頭腦上面都覺得，神嘅教導好好啊，亦都 神嘅教導係好好嘅，佢嘅道路都係好好嘅。
But we actually never let God's word and His values govern our lives.
但我哋從來都冇讓神嘅話語同埋佢嘅價值觀咧嚟指引掌管我哋生命。
On the other hand, let us pursue a true kind of faith in God.
咁讓我哋一齊去尋求真正對神嘅信心。
Which always expresses itself with good works.
係一定會以好嘅行為咁去表達出嚟嘅。
When we submit under God's will and His word.
當我哋願意順服喺神嘅話語底下同埋佢嘅旨意底下。
And through our faith, God will help us to live out the good work in our daily lives.
咁透過我哋嘅信心咧，神就會幫助我哋去活出呢啲好嘅行為啦，喺我哋每日嘅生活裡面。
Lastly, I would like to share with you a reminder on James chapter 2 as a whole。
咁喺最後咧，我想同大家分享喺雅各書第二章一個嘅提醒。
Let us turn to James chapter 1 verse 27。
我哋翻去雅各書一章嘅27節啊。
I don't think I have the PPT, so you need to.
我哋投影嗰度冇嘅，不過呢個係我哋上個禮拜睇過嘅經文，可以打開雅各書一章二十七節。
James chapter 1 verse 27.
雅各書一章二十七節。
Here it says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world."
雅各書一章二十七節，在神面前，唔好意思啊 ，sorry。雅各書一章二十七節，在神我們的父面前，那清潔沒有玷污的虔誠，就是看顧在患難中的孤兒寡婦，並且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Here we see that true religion or true faith in God is to live out the command to love one another and to let God's word and values govern our lives.
在這節經文我們都看到，真實的虔誠和這份真實信心，對神的信心應該是藉著我們活出愛人如己的戒命，以及都讓神的話語和價值觀去引導我們的生命。
Rather than letting the world's value affect us.
而不是讓世俗的世界的那個觀念去影響我們。
And in chapter 2, we see that James addresses the wrong values of the church at that time.
而來到我們第二章就看到雅各就是去指出教會當時一些錯誤的觀念、價值觀。
That they function to look up to the rich people and to despise the poor.
他們就是去高抬那些有錢的人，也都去看不起那些窮的人。
Actually, this is a mentality of the world.
這個就是世界的那個價值觀，那個思維方式。
And in verse 14 to 26, we looked at today.
而我們今天看到的14至26節，
There is a danger of the church or the believers to reduce faith in God to mere head knowledge.
原來我們教會都會面對一個危機，就是信徒會將對神的信心降低成為只是一些頭腦上的知識。
With no work or no change in a person's life.
是沒有好的行為，也都沒有任何生命的改變。
Sadly, these worldly ways and mentality affect many churches in the world today.
但很可惜，這樣的思想、思維方式和這樣的運作都是影響著今天很多的教會。
Many churches function with partiality to esteem the rich people more in the church.
很多教會都是有偏心待人的，就是去特別關注抬舉那些有錢人。
And many churches preach gospel according to the worldly value.
亦都好多人咧传福音咧就系根据世界嘅价值观咁去讲嘅。
That require no cost or no change in the person's life.
就系唔需要任何代价啦，亦都唔需要你生命作出任何改变。
You just need to believe certain set of doctrines, then you are a Christian.
你就系需要相信某一啲嘅教条咧，咁你就系一个基督徒啦。
This is a sad situation and reminder to us today.When we read James chapter 1:27,
这个都是叫我们很伤心的一个情况，但也都是作为我们一个提醒，当我们看到雅各书一章二十七节。
If we are not careful, we Christians may be affected by the world value and not governed by God's will and by His words.
所以如果我们不小心，我们作为基督徒都同样会被世界的那套价值观影响我们，而不是由神的话语和他的旨意去指引我们。
So how can we keep ourselves unstained from the world?
我们怎样可以保守自己不沾染世俗呢？
And to become a good testimony for God as a church as Christians?
还可以为神做一个好的见证，作為一個教會或者作為一個基督徒都好。
The key is to be a doer of God's word.
嗰個鎖匙咧，個關鍵就係我哋要做一個行神話語嘅人。
But not just hear.
而唔係淨係聽到。
Because when we live out God's word in our daily lives.
因為當我哋真係去活出神嘅話語喺我哋日常生活裡面咧。
His word requires us to let go of our self-centeredness.
祂的話語一定會令我們要去放低這份自我，自我為中心。
And the harmful desires of the world.
還有世界很多對我們有害的這些慾望。
And as we live out the command to love God and the most, and love our neighbors as ourselves.
都叫我哋去活出爱神，让神作我哋生命嘅首位啦，同埋都去爱邻舍同自己咁嘅诫命。
If we truly are doer of God's word to live out a sacrificial life，
如果我哋真系一个行神话语嘅人，愿意去活一份甘愿牺牲自己嘅生命咧。
Just like how our Lord Jesus did，
就好似主耶稣基督咁样。
Our values and thinking can be changed with God's help。
咁靠住神嘅帮助咧，我哋嘅价值观、我哋嘅思想咧都可以改变嘅。
And we will not follow the ways of the world。
咁我哋就唔会跟住世界嗰套咁去做。
And in closing, let us look at two passages。
咁喺真正要结束嘅时候咧，我哋可以睇两篇嘅经文啦。
As we give thanks to our Father Yahweh for His work of salvation in this church on our church anniversary。
特別喺我哋今日慶祝我哋教會嘅週年紀念嘅時候，我哋一齊去向亞維天父去獻上感謝，多謝佢呢份救贖嘅工作。
How about we can read together？
咁我哋可以一齊讀啊。
How about we read in Chinese？
我哋可以用中文一齊讀。
1, 2, 3。
羅馬書嘅十二章一節，一二三。所以弟兄們，我以神的慈悲勸你們。將身體獻上，當作活祭，是聖潔的，是神所喜悅的。你們如此侍奉，乃是理所當然的。不要效法這個世界，只要心意更新而變化，叫你們察驗何為神的善良、純全、可喜悅的旨意。
So as the verses say,as we exercise to be doer of God's word, to live out a sacrificial love.
咁當我哋咧願意去行出神嘅話語，同埋呢份舍己嘅愛咧。
And to be mindful of His will.
同埋常常去留心神嘅旨意。
God will help us not to be affected by the values and mentality of the world.
神咧就可以幫助我哋唔好受到呢個世界嘅價值觀去影響啦。
And He will help us to know what's on His mind.
佢亦都會幫助我哋察驗佢自己嘅旨意係乜嘢。
So we can live a pure and pleasing life to God。
咁我哋就可以過一個好純潔同埋好討神喜悅嘅生命啦。
And the last verse we read together is found in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14。
咁而最後一節經文想同大家睇嘅咧，就係馬太福音嘅五章十四節。
And I would like to encourage us all as a church.To continue living out the good works by God's help.
咁我都想鼓勵教會啦，我哋一齊繼續藉住神嘅幫助咧，去活出佢嘅話語。
How about we all read in English?
我哋一齊用英文讀啊。
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket.But on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
So may you be reminded from today's passage in James.
咁都希望我哋可以被雅各书今日呢篇嘅经文去提醒啊。
To pursue the true and living faith in God.
去追求呢份對神真正嘅同埋活嘅信心。
That seeks and live out God's will in our daily life。
就係願意尋求同埋活出神嘅旨意嘅，喺我哋每一日嘅生活裏面都係咁。
So other people when they see the good work in our lives，
以至咧其他嘅人咧見到我哋生命當中嘅好行為咧。
May give glory and praise to our Heavenly Father Yahweh.
就會將榮耀同埋頌讚都歸翻俾我哋天上面嘅父親 Yahweh.
And be drawn by Him.
亦都會被佢去吸引。
So this is the sharing that I'd like to share with you today.
咁呢個就我今日想同大家分享嘅信息。
How about we close this part in prayer?
咁我哋一齊可以禱告結束呢一部分啦。